shark comes to dinner. Well, it's not a shark as such, more the nebbish simile Woody Allen used in Annie Hall, the one about how Marshall McLuhan has to keep moving forward to massage the message. Anyway, the dorsal fin is frantically stirring the pot, fretting that the lobster's squash and carrots haven't been chopped finely enough according to the proto-hipster aesthetic because, would you credit it, him with the teeth is afraid to bleed. Potluck kinfolk style, she'd said. And he'd flapped a happy yes, not knowing what two out of those three words meant. But hey, what did it matter? He'd seen enough MasterChefs to know you just had to do a journey, a chocolate fondant, and some alpine microherbs, then your life changed. Imagine the shock when he discovered that an induction hob could be as dangerous as a pedestal. And she wasn't going to undo her apron for any old Jersey-come-lately, brandishing Elizabeth David's come-hither Mediterranean words. Calm, she commanded, as she swept him onto the table and bade him wait upon her homemade pastrami. He looked over and tried to drool attractively. You've never seen a mammal wish so fervently to tell Linnaeus to stuff himself, become a slice of rye bread, gherkins, English mustard on the side.